Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. We talk about movies on The Takeaway on Fridays, and we're going to be talking to John Romita Jr. He's written and illustrated issues for a whole bunch of different major comic book series. You name it, he has illustrated it. Spider-Man, Daredevil, all of them.
He's a national treasure. Oh, yeah.
Funny you should say that, because Nicolas Cage is in his new film, Kick-Ass. But we have this trivia question about it. Who played the bad guy in the movie adaptations of each of these comic book series that John Romita has worked on? Number one, bad guy in Spider-Man. Number two, bad guy in Iron Man. Number three, bad guy in Daredevil. We're going to have the answer for you in a moment. But first, Kick-Ass hits theaters nationwide this weekend.
I mean, is everyday life really so exciting? Are schools and offices so thrilling that I'm the only one who ever fantasized about this? Come on, be honest with yourself. At some point in our lives, we all wanted to be a superhero.
This follows a handful of ordinary people who decide to act as superheroes in their spare time. It's their hobby. It's based on a comic book series of the same name. It was co-created by Mark Miller and our guest, John Romita Jr. He joins us now from Athens, Greece. He's at the Athens Comic-Con. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just peachy. It's a beautiful day here, and I'm looking at some of the most beautiful structures I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing.
Well, let's talk about the structure that you have created. This was created in kind of a different way. You illustrated this, and you actually ended up directing the animated sequence in the movie. But when you created this comic book, you created the comic and the movie at the same time. How did that change the evolution of it?
Oh boy, that's a great question. This is all happening. It's all new as it's happening. The process is new, let alone the idea. So when I began working on the artwork, the illustrations, the writer Mark and I had already decided on what was going to be happening. However, he ran into the director Matthew Vaughn, told him about the project, and as I was working on the illustrations, they began to work on a screenplay. It's a fantastic process that's never been done before, and I hope it sets a precedent because it seems to expedite things. But hopefully, it'll only happen with my projects from here on in.
You know, one of the things I read the comic. I haven't seen the movie, but I read the comic and really enjoyed it. It's extremely violent, and one of the things a lot of people are talking about is the young girl in the movie. She's 11 or 12, I think. She swears.
That's correct.
She swears worse than I, certainly than I do, and she kills a lot of people, which people find disturbing.
She goes way beyond Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Yeah, hit girl. I mean, I gotta say, if you're talking about the movie being Kick-Ass, she's probably the character that embodies that title. How did you feel about having this young girl? I mean, it's one thing when you're drawing it in a comic book, then when you see an actual kid acting that out.
Yeah, when the idea was first proposed to me, the in its infancy by Mark, I kind of chuckled then, thinking, "Wow, if this because the whole idea of the creator-own process is that you're able to do whatever you want. You own the process yourself, you own the product yourself, and you can sell it as you own it, and etc. So you're self-publishing basically, and that means you can do anything you want. I remember chuckling to myself that should this ever go beyond our imaginations, that it would be a film. I would love to see how this would appear on film. And here we are at that point. And then I remember asking, how am I going to explain? And here I am being asked on national radio.
That's right. So explain.
All right. In my mind, it was just something completely different because as long as I've been in the industry, since there's been so much before me and so many brilliant artists and writers before me, so many creations before me, the idea is to do something different, something you haven't done before, because it is such, it can be a repetitive process, a repetitive business. Since there seems to be a limit on the amount of what an artist can do and what a writer can do. That's why when somebody does come up with something new and different, it's embraced the way this is. So I remember thinking to myself, this has got to be different, and hence the age of the girl and hence the process that she works vigilantism.
Well, you know, one thing that you're alluding to there is the fact that you've worked on a number of characters that you did not create. You worked on Spider-Man, Wolverine, Daredevil, Iron Man. You've worked on all these different Marvel comic characters that have been done by so many writers and so many illustrators hundreds of times, thousands of times before. So the actual act of creating a character and being the very first person to draw that must have been a special experience for you.
Yeah, And what was more special is that we started with absolutely no thoughts of it getting to this. It was more or less, let's try doing this, let's be different, let's have fun with it. Both of us, Mark and I, have had a good amount of time in the business, so we were not young and coming. We did have a salary base to begin with. Well, so it was such that we could work on this project on the side, literally at night and on weekends.
Well, John, let me ask you. John, let me ask you about these characters. I mean, we got Red Mist, we got Hit Girl, we've got Kick-Ass. They don't have any powers, but they win. What is their power?
The thought is that, like all comic fans, fantasizing about being a superhero. That's the base of this. However, it's been done before, where you fantasize about being a superhero, and you become one, like a Spider-Man, let's say, like Peter Parker, where you become a superhero. Then the fantasy begins. In this, you fantasize about being a superhero. You're not a superhero. You try it anyway. You lose, but you eventually win. Mark Miller claims that when he was a child, when he was a young man, he wanted to do this and went to martial arts classes and exercised and had a costume planned. And all this was interrupted by a woman. But regardless, everybody in the conventions I go to, including myself, I'm a geek from way back when. All of us have fantasized about being a superhero.
Well, Mark Miller, that you're referring to there, is actually the writer of Kick-Ass. Well, before we let you go, John, we have this trivia question for you. We want to ask you, do you know who played the bad guy in the movie adaptations of these comic book series that you've worked on? Number one, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's the Green Goblin.
Right. And who played it?
Right. Who played it?
Yeah.
The actor. Oh, boy.
It's okay. Willem Dafoe. Iron Man.
Willem Dafoe, that's correct.
Iron Man?
The first Iron Man. Jeff.
Jeff Bridges, you got
good,
it.
Good. And
Jeff Bridges, right.
And Daredevil?
And Daredevil was the Kingpin, played by Michael Clark Duncan.
Nice.
Excellent.
That was a
John
hard one.
Romita Jr., co-creator of the Kick-Ass comic book series, now a major motion picture, coming out this week, and he joins us from the Athens Comic-Con. Thanks, John.
We've been asking all of you, if you were any superhero, who would you be and why, and what power would you have? I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.